This is KUT. On Sunday, a group of dedicated birders will meet in Bastrop to take part in the longest-running citizen science project in the world. It's called the Christmas Bird Count. KUT's Mose Bushel has the details.
Okay, so it's a little after Christmas, but the bird counts for 2016 have been going on for a while in Central Texas. The idea is to have a group of volunteers take a survey of every bird they see within a 15-mile circle. Sheila Hargis helps organize the events. She says she's seen a lot of new birds over the years.
One that comes to mind is least grebes. When I started birding 20 years ago, you didn't see those unless you went to the lower Rio Grande Valley, like Brownsville or Weslaco in that area. But over those 20 years, they have made their way north.
Researchers say climate change is responsible for the northward expansion of some species, though development in Central Texas has also played a role.
With a lot of those housing developments, they have these retention ponds, and some of those retention ponds are really good habitat for ducks. And so we're starting to see more and more of those crop up, you know, at the same time that we're losing like prairie habitat or forest habitat.
And when it comes to the bird counts in Bastrop, the Bastrop fires in 2011 left thousands of dead trees. That's led populations of some species to boom.
We seem to have more red-headed woodpeckers and maybe pileated woodpeckers being reported on that count now. I kind of think it's a situation of now they have more habitat than they had before, but also I think it's easier for us to see them, you know, because the landscape is more open.
You can find more information about the bird count at KUT.org. Mose Bushel, KUT News.